Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Sam, say hi.
Hi, I'm Sam.
That's Zaroff, better known as Zaroff with two H's.
Yeah, Zaroff with two H's because your boy's playing Temtem.
Temtem is out.
Early access.
But first, before we get into anything, I'd like to say
code.
We would like to welcome all listeners. If you're here on Twitch, if you're watching later on YouTube, or you're listening later in podcast format on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we're kind of, you know, all over the place. Sam's channel, my channel on Twitch. Hello, welcome one, welcome all. Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm currently editing my Twitch title, so I'm doing, you know, pretty damn spanking good.
Okay. Can't be too mad.
It's been a rough morning, not gonna lie, but the day is evening out pretty well.
That's good. That's all you can ask for, that the day evens out. So first thing I want to ask you is, so we have the PNTV like content creation Discord, and we just talk to each other. Why did you ask me if you should get Temtem or not? Because you sounded very sure that you were gonna get it, and then you were like, "Should I get it? Be straight with me." Buddy, where'd he go? Sam, buddy. Oh, he's making a sound. Am I lagging out, or is it him? This is all live, baby. Sam, buddy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
God, fucking, I hate this life. I was saying that I've seen your struggles for like the last,
yeah, the last
two or three days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I'm not sure if I want to struggle. Like, if this has ruined the game for Corey, it's definitely going to ruin it for me.
Mm.
Where's Max? I've seen Max already, this cheeky little bitch.
So basically, you're out of the loop in the whole Temtem world. This is what, day three, I believe, of its launch in early access. Sam was also saying he didn't know too much about it. I brought it up on the last PNTV podcast just because I heard about the early access date, and it seemed like an interesting game for me. That's what we're playing right now, not together yet, but I was pretty excited for it. I knew it was very similar to Pokemon, like a creature collection game, so I was like, hell yeah, why not try it out. Unfortunately, it had a very, very rough first 2 days. A lot of problems. The queue times were really long. The servers were super duper unstable. There was like a long list of like things you shouldn't do if you're playing the game. Like at one point they were like, try not to pick up any items. Try not to, you know, like don't open this door. There was a point where people's like actual Temtem were like missing. And everybody, there was like a big scare. Everybody thought their Temtem got deleted. Apparently they were just hidden. Yeah, apparently they were just like hidden because,
oh my gosh,
because later on they randomly reappeared, and like the Temtem Twitter account, they were kind of like reassuring people like, no, they're not deleted, they're all saved like server side, so they're not like gone forever, they'll come back eventually when we push out like a hot fix or something. There's just been a lot of issues. We're playing it now, and it's a lot more clear and working. Is it working
it's
on your end?
Pretty.
Have you noticed anything in the 5 minutes you've been playing?
Oh shit, I entered the room. No, nothing bad.
Okay.
So far, yeah. It's been all nice and dandy.
Okay.
By the way, I just want to put this out here early enough. This is not podcast related. Be sure to reuse your Twitch Primes and stuff.
I can't say that straight face. I'm sorry. All right, you can go Twitch Prime.
Okay. Yes.
Overall, the game looks very pretty so far, and I really like how it's moving. I'm about to choose my starter, so.
Oh yeah. Who are you picking?
Obviously Crystal.
Crystal? Crystal is a crystal?
Crystal is a crystal. I mean, look at him. It's like a little pupper.
Yeah. I think
it'd be like the type of Pokemon I put right on top of my head, and I'm like, what's up, bitches?
Yeah. So from what I've played, when the game is working, it's a pretty cool game so far. I like the art style, like Sam was saying. The animations are all really clean. The music so far is pretty good. I haven't gotten too far. I have a couple of like small critiques, nothing too major at this time. Just because there's like some things that I don't enjoy, but what are you laughing at? You laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing at Chump. I'm not going to say it. It's just...
Yeah, what we I have written down is it's a fun game. It has a lot of good ideas. There are a couple of features I noticed after playing Sword and Shield. There are like a small handful of things that are missing. Like when you catch a Temtem, you either, if your party is full, you don't have the option to like switch out somebody in your party for a new Temtem. That's something that I noticed. That's a thing that Pokemon, I think that's in Sun and Moon, isn't it? That you can actually do that.
No.
So,
I don't think it was. I think it was just in
Sword and Shield. I feel like I remember being a Sun and Moon, but regardless,
maybe it was an Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon thing, but
maybe. Regardless, yeah, that's a thing that is missing. It's just like smaller things like that. Overall, though, it actually has a lot of cool features that it's like I don't think Pokemon would ever have, or they're just like really late on having things like that. There's ways to like teleport back to the healing centers and like shit like that. All kinds of stuff that Pokemon is like millennial.
What are you talking about, Corey? You can teleport back in Pokemon using teleport.
That's cap. Is there teleport in Sword and Shield?
I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
Glass Blade.
Hey, speaking of... one final note. Any critiques, any features that I think are missing in this game, it's not actually that bad because unlike Game Freak, this game has been patched already. It's been out for 3 days and it's been patched like 10 times. And Game Freak would never issue a patch to add anything into Sword and Shield.
Question. Yes. Has anyone like actually beaten Max on the first try?
Honestly, I don't know. I thought it was kind of wild that he like one-shot me and then... And then
he two-shotted me.
Okay, yeah. I think he's... Well, they frame it. He's like, oh, he's got a super powerful Temtem, and they, like, hand-made it or whatever the fuck, whatever the plot is with the digital Temtem. Right. Anyways, yeah.
Name this guy?
But speaking of Sword and Shield, Sam Neill.
Yes.
I have written down that the new Pokemon TCG set, the pre-release is happening soon. The actual set doesn't drop till beginning of February, and it's not tournament standard until the end of February. But my question is, why don't you play Pokemon TCG?
Because I fucking suck at card games.
Oh. Well, you play Slay the Spire. Is that technically a card game or
fun.
No?
Oh. You don't fight other people. That's a roguelike card game, I guess, would be the thing. You're building a deck as you play the game. You're not saying, oh, here's my deck of 20 cards. Let me see if I can run through this whole gauntlet. No, it's like I start off with bare bones. And I get lucky and I get cool cards, or I get very unlucky and get very bad cards and die.
I was watching your video. Subscribe to Sam's YouTube, by the way. Videos every Wednesday, and we're going to fucking burn his house down if he doesn't.
God! Right now I have it where I am dropping videos every Wednesday. Right now it's just Slay the Spire. Mm-hmm. I think I'm actually just going to make that a Slay the Spire day. I'm going to draw, or at least just I'm posting some sort of solo video on that. Mm-hmm. And then if I post like other things, it'll be like on a Monday or something. And then of course it'll fluctuate with the amount of content I'm bringing out at the time. Like if I'm playing like a story game, I'll increase it to like 3 days a week I'm posting and like do very large chunks of recordings and all that stuff. But that's the current plan in my head going forward. Wednesdays, necessities. Everything else
is just
lovely.
You know, ice on the cake.
Yeah, icing on the cake.
Yeah,
and
hell yeah.
What is that? Run animation. He is flying. All right. We're going.
So, yeah, that was a good segue into Sam's YouTube channel talking about fucking Sword and Shield.
But I agree with you. I don't think Nintendo would ever be, or Game Freak would be like, hey, I want to make sure you're telling me this isn't working in the first 5 seconds? No.
Even like, so like with Temtem here, like I was talking about, there's just features that are missing, like small things that could definitely be added. But like with Sword and Shield, there are straight up things that don't work correctly that they're just not going to patch. Like there's the exploits with raid battles and like just stuff like that. There's just no chance that Game Freak even cares, but they will, in fact, charge you $30 for the new DLC. They will if they're super down to do that, but they will not fix the $60 game we already have. Speaking of which, I run into a guy at Temtem. His name is Game Freaking Mad.
We're getting freaking mad over here.
The irony. Okay. Hey, perfect transition into our next point. I kind of set this up perfectly. I figured this was gonna.
We're just cranking it out.
Yeah, we're cranking it out, Sam.
Time out.
Yes.
In Temtem, are you just always doing double battles?
Yes, all battles are double battles.
That's wild.
Yeah, because there's like a mechanic you can do like synergy attacks, so you can like spend your attack for the turn to like help your other guy do more damage. I think stuff like that. There's also I don't know when it comes into play. It might just be just competitive battles, but there's like a League of Legends style like banning system. So you're supposed to go into a fight with like 8 Temtem, and then your opponent like bans 3 of them.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so they're like they're super deep with this shit.
All right, Chump, no. I'm not gonna tell you why I said no. If you want to, come watch my VODs. But, yeah.
So next we have, so we've talked about the Sword and Shield DLC already. I kind of low-key have a video on this, but I wanted to bring it up on the podcast here. Sam, what do you hope the new Pokemon DLC has inside of it that they haven't already shown us?
I just hope it has more of a cool story, I guess, would be my biggest thing, because, I mean, you talk about it in your video several times, and I know everybody else has. I am a big fan of Pokemon Sword and Shield. Don't get this wrong, what I'm about to say. But it does lack that sort of structure to it, to where it doesn't have a whole lot of story after a certain point. So what I'm just basically hoping is that it adds more story.
Yes.
I want more like, oh, this is really cool stuff about this game. Or, you know, it's cool and all that they're adding a bunch of new Pokemon, of course.
Yes.
But, dude, does Wind just suck against everything?
Yeah, that's one thing inside of Temtem. I have to, like, look at the type matchup chart all the time because I can never remember what beats what.
No, I'm just going to test shit until it stops working. We're not going to go over there. Huey's doing his own damn thing over there. But yeah, I just really am hoping for more story. New Pokemon are cool and all, but I'm not necessarily breaking down the wall because of there's some weird goat world creature thing Digimon
fucking goat
breaking down my walls. And then I mean the new legendary bear is really cool. I'm super excited for Galarian Zapdos. I'm like,
Galarian birds look really cool.
I'm ready to break down a door for that bird. And he can break my door down.
Oh.
not in the sexual way, but like physically, I don't think a door would stop him. What is that? That looks like the substitute. What? Tattoo.
Let's
get this bird out.
That's one of the things I have on my list. I hope the story, there is a story for this DLC. There seems to be like a reason we're going to these new DLC pack areas, but I'm hoping there's like an actual story. They kind of gave us like a small overview of what we're going to be doing in these two new DLC packs and like the characters we're going to find inside of them and such. So it was a very early look there. It was, you know, pretty stripped down. There wasn't anything crazy in there to show us, but I hope there is a plot. Kind of riding off what Sam said, there is the like the Galarian birds and there's like the new Regis and all that kind of shit. And that's cool and all. I actually really like them. They seem really cool and I like the additions. I just hope there's a fucking reason they exist, because in my mind there is there is no sensible way that there are the Galarian birds and new Regis. Like, that actually doesn't make any sense from like a Pokemon lore standpoint. I know they don't give a shit about the lore and nothing is consistent in Pokemon, but I'm just hoping that there's a fucking reason that they're there. Like, at a surface level, it just doesn't make any sense why they exist and why they're there. But
they
just me.
They just want you to be like, wow, look at cool dragon.
Take my money. Yeah.
Exactly.
I hope that there are. I hope that there are new Pokemon in that there are like new like Pokemon 2 Sword and Shield. I know we have the legendaries, obviously the big bear guy, and then the fucking mega brain deer. But I hope there's normal Pokemon as well, just like non-legendaries. I hope we get to see, because all of the new Pokemon in Sword and Shield are super flames, and I love like 99% of them. And the ones, the ones I don't really care about, it's just not, it's not like a ew, I hate them. It's, you know.
All right. Well. Yeah, that's. I just, it's just hard for me to come up with a very good reason why I would be. Oh, I want this specifically to happen because I don't know what to expect from this.
Yeah, that's true.
I just hope it's not crap. That's just hope it's not crap. Yeah. That's all I can do at this point.
It better not be $30 for two DLC packs, make the whole world, you know, go, ooh, ah, the other half of the game, and then turn out to be shitty. That would be the ultimate slap in the face if it actually wasn't good.
That would actually be infuriating.
That would, I think that would be like the last straw for Game Freak if the DLC packs turned out to be shitty. That'd be unfortunate. One major thing, you added on this in the doc here, hints at a Gen 4 remake.
I mean, like, obviously everybody's been like, oh, Game Freak should remake Gen 4, remake.
They gotta print the money.
They gotta slap out the money makers. Something I talked to my buddy about was that what if instead of making a real Gen 4, like Soul Silver, Heart Gold sort of stuff, they made a Let's Go Diamond and Pearl.
Oh no.
I know personally I would not like it. Oh. My buddy really likes it.
Don't say that out loud. I didn't even No, this hasn't even crossed my mind. No. it's so sad, not even just the idea of it, but it's like I feel like it could actually be a thing. It's not even like a, yo, what if? It's like, oh no. I'm a turtle. I'm a sad.
See, that's something that I had not even thought about, too. And I was like, oh God, please no.
Because
I want to be able to actually do stuff. Because, I mean, I never played Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how good those games are. I don't know how.
I very low key played them with Isaiah. We didn't get very far, but. I think they still sold pretty decent, which is always scary when some bullshit by Pokemon sells good, because they're like,
we can get away with it.
Yeah. Like, they weren't bad, but it's just like, it's not meant for like Pokemon fans. It's more meant for like people who haven't really played, or people who played Pokemon Go a lot to like get into the main console games. It was more like to warm us up for Sword and Shield. Or what we didn't know was Sword and Shield at the time, but whatever the next main console game was going to be. And it is, like, by definition, a remake. They kept saying that this is not a mainline Pokemon game, but it's definitely a remake of the Kanto region. And I don't know. That's very possible. Unfortunately, that's very possible, because you put the Diamond and Pearl, you know, license over it. I don't know what the word is. Just like
name,
name on brand. It, I guess. Yeah, and people are gonna be interested regardless of what it is. That's what I keep saying. It's like, even if it turns out to be dog shit, at least the whole world is gonna be watching. That's like one of the most requested remakes, like most anticipated remakes for Pokemon. And so people will be paying attention to it, and then people will buy it, and then it'll just be Let's Go. Like, they'll, you know. Not gonna say there's minimal effort, but it won't be the remakes that we were wanting. When we say we want a remake, exactly. We don't just want to play Diamond and Pearl again. Like, we want it to be remade. Like, that's what it's called.
Did you really poison me? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to Game Freak, you know? Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Okay. But, we try to be positive. I try to keep my anger to my own channel, and I try to keep the podcast like objective.
We try to make sure
it's Sam's job to make people mad in the comments of the podcast.
Yeah, if you guys want, I'm the one who you guys have to be enraged at. Mm-hmm. Not,
I get a lot of shit on my own channel. I don't need it on two channels at once. That would be mega depressing.
Let me lay down the law here, and I can get those Sora haters in here, or Sora strokers.
Sora strokers. That's fucked up.
But. I mean, I just don't want him in there because, like,
this is not even worth.
This is not even because of the sword, bro.
Yeah, well, you're Team Phoenix fuckers.
Well, I mean, I won't be depressed though if he's not in there. I'll just be like, well, dang. I shot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
you know. But okay, back to this. We're gonna go to let's bring up the next thing, which was the should you buy the dumbass Pokemon DLC?
Yeah, vote with your wallet, bleh. Okay, so this is definitely a point. I feel like almost I'm in the personally. I know Sam, you expressed that you're excited for the DLC. Personally, I am too. There are a lot of cool things that look like they're going to be in there. My problem just lies with the fact that a lot of this stuff seems like it could have been included in base Sword and Shield. That's just my problem. I
get that.
Yeah, so I feel like we're almost middle of the road because it feels like there's only two sides of the argument. You're either mega hyped, you're going to buy the DLC no matter what, you're going to play it and enjoy it and have fun. Good for you. Or you're on the opposite side where you feel like Game Freak just smacked you in the face. They sold you a $60 game that's like doesn't even have the content of a DS game, and they're just selling the rest of the game to you for $30, so you're not gonna get it. But we're in the middle where we're a little unhappy, but we're still buying it. So I feel like it's valid when people get mad and they're like, bro, you should vote with your wallet, you should actually be on a side of the spectrum, but on the same wavelength, fuck you for telling me what to do.
You don't control my wallet.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, if I want to be unhappy and grumpy and still support this company that that's doing this to me, I should only be allowed to. If I'm the reason for my own unhappiness, just let me be. Let me be.
We're gonna use some balm. But the thing is that it's so. The idea of vote with your wallet is so unbelievably horseshit in my mind.
I think this is a real argument. I think it works in a lot of places, but with Game Freak, they don't care. they do whatever they want, bro. I don't think they give a damn about what the people care. They're just gonna pump out what they want. I think the vote with your wallet does work. Like, think about Star Wars. Think about Han Solo. People straight up did not go to that movie. That was like, it actually performed really bad. And then they were like, okay, we're not making more of these spinoff movies for now. Also, that completely, they announced three more movies, so I don't know if they actually did care. But at least in the moment, they were like, bro.
In the moment.
Bossum actually is in my chat. I'm not ignoring you. Bossum, I actually didn't see. I had the wrong window pulled up. Bossum says that the vote with your wallet is the basis of capitalism, Sam. He does have a point there.
I mean, yes, but like the way I think, I get that it is a thing that works, and yes, I'm dumb for saying that it didn't work because the way I was thinking about it wasn't the way I should have said it.
Mm.
But the way I'm thinking about it is that it's like you can say that everybody needs to vote with their wallet, but there's still going to be the large casual base of people. This is a Pokemon strictly problem.
Yeah.
This is, in my opinion.
Yeah,
this
Game Freak.
Like, the vote with your wallet thing, yes, it works. Because, I mean, like, EA with Star Wars Battlefront 2, they immediately got their dick, like, ripped off the moment they tried to have more pay-to-win stuff. And the whole fan base flipped out, blah, 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 blah. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, with Pokemon, sure, the large basis of the people who play it when they're older are going to be like,
little Timmy doesn't care. Little Timmy will ask for that shit for Christmas.
Whose mama is screaming because her child is screaming his head off because he wants the game, is going to get the game. The large bulk of Game Freak sales come from those parents who are buying for their children and all of that. And then there's also going to be the parents who still buy the game for their 21-year-old because they talked about Pokemon once and they want to get that.
Yeah.
And like, vote with your wallet works and all when the fan base meets
it works when the company cares. So it's like, it works when the company cares and like the audience is like smart enough to like be in the mode. Like if you're like a toy company or like just a younger audience is most of what like represents your sales, then like you just throw that shit out the window because it's like, and then you get, and then I look like an asshole for making a video or talking about Twitter like this DLC, we should not be okay with this, and then I look like an asshole and people are like, fuck you, enjoy it. I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
So first off, Chump, beating your children so they don't cry is not the solution here.
That would just make them cry more. What the fuck?
Second of all, it's just for the fact that it's not that. I mean, I guess obviously Game Freak does not care. All they care about is just hitting the quotas.
They like to print the money
for them. Yeah, the money. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that like EA is a company that doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. And they're gonna make 10 more FIFAs, bro.
they're gonna make 10 more FIFAs. Yeah. But like they also got stomped by the public. It's the fact that the way I view it is that EA had to stop and redo everything because the large portion of their fan base, the games they designed, the people they designed their games for, are those teenagers to, you know, the guys who grew up watching Star Wars, right? Yep. Pokemon is meant for, well, they
Little aim Timmy.
For 10-year-olds mm-hmm. who have nothing better to do other than play one game all day. So the point that we have, the problem we have here is that the portion of the fan base, what I would probably say is the minority, if not by a very slight chance of minority, with the, I imagine it'd probably be closer to 50-50, but it's probably more like 60-40, 40 being the older people who are just playing Pokemon because, you know, it's Pokemon.
Yeah.
It won't matter as long as Game Freak is pushing out the units that they have. In my opinion,
yeah.
So
they just
like,
gotta make
basically every holiday season is them being like, "Yep, this is why we make these really bad games."
Mm. Why do you
no
think? Why
us.
Do you think Pokemon has been almost a yearly release? It's turning into like some like Madden shit, like Assassin's Creed was for a long time. Where it's like they're pumping out the yearly one. They're making the moolah. You gotta buy the new one. Awesome does say that's a good point. See, this is what we got. The BNTV podcast. We're all intelligent people. YouTube comments. You boys, actually, no. I would love to give props to the YouTube comments. We actually have some sophisticated discussions. Every now and then, there is a guy who will come in and will just, there's just no discussion having. They just want to throw out what they care about, and then you say something back, and they just don't care about what the returning point is. There's some people that were so mad. I'm like, did you even watch the video? I think we're talking about the same thing here. But the Sora, okay, people didn't even actually come after Sam for the Sora shit. Like it was just like there was randomly so many dislikes on the video, and I couldn't think of another reason other than the fact that Sam was like, I don't think Sora's getting in. That was literally the only reason I could think of that we don't say anything bad. It's just like, I think this character will get in, and then there's like six dislikes on it.
It makes me laugh because that means everybody had been looking up like Smash like theory videos, they come across to ours, and
yeah.
They're just like, this guy didn't want Sora in.
Yeah. Awesome says, I just think that those who are disappointed with the product shouldn't buy it. Not saying they can't decide for themselves since it's up to them. Yeah, I definitely believe in that too. I honestly, when Sword and Shield was originally in talks and they were like, hey, we're not having the national decks, and then everyone was like, what the fuck? And all of their reasons for not having the national decks were like pretty bullshit, if you ask me, because they're like, we're working on this and this and this, and like all the things they listed were like, it were not upgrades from previous games. So I even was like, I don't know if I'm gonna get it. I kind of sold out to the system because I wanted to make YouTube videos on it. That was pretty much the only reason I actually did.
And that's another thing also is that think about all the people who don't want to play the game, but they want to see how the game turned out.
Yep, you're gonna watch
huge.
It on YouTube.
Yeah, they're gonna watch it on YouTube.
Watch streams.
They're gonna look up and see that. So the people who are still gonna be support, like they might not support the game.
Yeah.
But if they're trying to make a career out of doing that sort of stuff, they're gonna have to buy the game and play it.
Where if you have morals, if you're a good person, that shouldn't stop you. But I even straight up in the DLC video, I said I'm a bad person. I'm still buying it because I want to play it and I want to make YouTube videos. I admit it. I'm a bit. You can come at me all you want, but I admit it. I am a bad person and I should not be doing what I'm doing.
They're bad for belittling you for it. How the frick? Where am I supposed to be going here?
I think those that create content have a good reason to buy play since they create content for viewers. I think it's reasonable. I do think I'm in a weird spot where I like kind of bitch about it and I still play. The whole basis of this conversation, if you guys didn't actually see it, it was just me and Sam. There was somebody in my DLC video who most of the comments are actually in support of me saying like, wow, this is kind of fucked up. But there was somebody, it was weird, he like was angry at me because he was like, oh, just making this video isn't enough. You should vote with your wallet. And then, like, he was, like, yelling at Sam, even though Sam didn't even say anything. I just, yeah, he called Sam a bitch. And, like, all Sam put in the comments was, like, DLC hype. He was like, yeah, I bet you are hype, you shill. Like, shit like that. And I'm like, we're on the same page. You shouldn't be yelling at us.
I can tell you step by step how this went. I comment DLC hype. Corey comments something also supportive.
I said, like, DLC gang. I didn't even say anything to support it.
And this guy says, wow, you shills, vote with your wallet if you don't like it. And then I was like, and then he called it a scam. Or like, no, he just said vote with your wallet if you don't like it. And I was like, he called something a scam. And I was like, the real scam is just buying, because I thought what he was trying to argue is that he doesn't want DLC and he just wants a whole nother game. I was like, that's the scam. That, I mean, like, everything's a scam, but like, this is like, ugh, that's sketchy.
Yeah.
And then the guy called me a bitch. And then I was just like, well, this is a nice conversation.
That was pretty awesome.
I didn't call him anything, which I thought was me taking the high road here.
It's just like, I'm asking for trouble when I like poke the bear with the Pokemon community. I've talked about this before. People like making whack context creators, gonna make stuff. Yeah, it's like I talk about this a lot. Like, I can't complain too much. I do poke the bear. I don't say anything really extremely controversial. It's just most of the time when it comes to Pokemon, it's just a massive amount of positivity, so I kind of stick out. When you look at my video and it's me being like, grr, Game Freak, they're like, what the fuck? So I
Chump, thank you.
I can't,
Chump's gonna kill the guy who called me a bitch.
but it's like, I can't ever complain too much like that, because I keep making the joke like, oh, I'm a dark side PokeTuber, which like is really stupid. It's just a joke. But like, I at least want to try to keep it real. Like with my Temtem video, I've done like, I feel like nothing but support for this game. Now, almost to the point I was nervous people were going to think that they were like paying me or something, because like I just kept bringing it up that I was excited. And then my recent video, it's just me saying like, wow, the servers aren't working, so I'm not going to be making too many videos right now. And I get dislikes on it. And I was like, what the fuck? I said that game is cool. It's just not working. So I don't know. I don't try to comprehend anymore. I just make the videos and then hope that people don't kill me.
we just do our own thing.
Yeah. I just vibe, you know, we ranted a long fucking time. What's the next topic here? Hey, what is Sam? What's your dream Smash character and why? I want the why here. YouTube viewers are fickle people. Hell yeah.
Wait, why Phoenix Wright is?
Yeah. Why?
Well,
haven't officially announced it on the podcast, so go ahead. Who is your dream character?
Well, obviously, it's going to be motherfucking Phoenix Wright. But Phoenix Wright from the Capcom series, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney games. But the reason he's my favorite character is because the only other game that I could say I'm a huge fan of is already in Smash, which is Sonic. So like Sonic being in the game was already like a wow, okay. So who's next? And that's Phoenix Wright. Phoenix Wright, I just love the lawyer games. I love doing detective style stuff. It's just really nice and really fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of game I just enjoy.
I
don't know how he would work in the game. I don't know if I'd be like Robin throwing books at people like, objection, objection.
Yeah.
But if they could figure it out, please do.
Oh, yeah.
Helmut.
my main thing is like most of the time, I just like to like pretty much just ask people like why they want their character, because if there's sometimes I'd be like, oh, why do you want this character, and they're like, I like them. You're like, okay, all right, like, do you have any connection to them, like, do you play their games, like anything? I just like to know. Because it's like, it's just one of those things
satisfy you.
It's like, well, when you go online and like there's all these people and they're like threatening Sakurai for not putting their character in, and like, bro, I'm like, they're not real people, you need to calm down. Like, I just like to know what mindset people are in when they're like, yeah, I really want this character in Smash.
I would never ever,
I'm not saying like, you would threaten Sakurai. That's not, yeah.
I'm just saying in general that I would never ever get that aggressive, and I believe that people who do get that aggressive,
you need to calm down,
shouldn't be playing games.
Yeah, you need to take a break. You need to go outside.
Like,
no matter what happens, if you don't like the game and how it's creatively going, just stop. You know, it's the vote with your wallet thing. Just stop playing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes sense. But so for me, my dream character for Smash. Okay, let's talk about this.
Oh my god.
No. I don't understand why I didn't say any damn thing about your character. I asked you why you wanted them. We had a nice conversation. I didn't even say what my character is. And he says, oh my god. That's the reason I say I want Naruto and Smash right there. That is the reason. Because motherfuckers be like, oh, get a load of this guy. And they'll be like, yeah, I want the Rock from Ghosts and Ghouls on the NES. I think he's pretty cool. Like the little pebble guy. Not Dwayne, the Rock. I want the actual little fucking pebble. Yeah, yeah. The Sam was already done. See? So, okay. So that's where this comes from. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a live special for the podcast. I don't actually want Naruto and Smash. I don't give a fuck who the characters are. I don't care if it's Byleth. I don't care if the next six characters are Fire Emblem. Personally, I didn't really have a character. I didn't play a lot of games when I was a kid, at least iconic games. So unless you want to fucking put Jimmy Neutron in or some shit like that. I didn't play a lot of like iconic games like Crash or anything like that. So there's no reasonable characters that I like that are gonna get in. I wanted Shadow the Hedgehog or more Sonic representation. Ooh, that ain't happening. No Knuckles, no Shadow. There's not gonna be any more Sonic representation. I thought maybe Crystal. I played Star Fox Adventures when I was a kid. No, Crystal, assist trophy. I was like, maybe Waluigi because everybody really likes him. Isaiah really likes him. No, assist trophy. So I don't even care anymore, but whatever. This is not me complaining either. This is just a list of characters I was like, they would be cool to be in Smash. Shot down. Okay, let's move on with life. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Naruto. Naruto's the one character that won't get shut down because he's just going to be a DLC character.
We're just running away. I don't want to deal with this fight.
Yeah, I know you don't want to deal with this fight, Sam. Because Naruto's going to be in. And I just like listening to people. In, like, it's amazing how many people will be like...
In, I'll do a non-stop, like... a year of me just playing Naruto and Smash.
I swear to God, I told people when Naruto gets announced, I'm gonna start going to tournaments again, and I will be the best Naruto in the world. I will drop everything to be the best Naruto in the world.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Oh yeah.
This octopus thing?
Oh yeah, I like that guy. Somebody in this town has a shiny. I don't know how you get shinies in this game. They're called something weird, like Luminous or something, Luminaires.
I got my luminance over here in this patch of grass.
So, yes, we talked. There's our official. If you want me to give a realistic character that actually could make it in Smash, yes, I know. Naruto is like 0.1%. I like to see Chun-Li in Smash because she's a Legacy character, first playable woman in a fighting game. And Dante, of course, DMC was first character action game. Yeah, I think those are worthwhile picks.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
At this point, I don't know what to expect. Nintendo, I can't ever trust Nintendo, it feels like. Every time I put like a tiny bit of faith in them, they just throw curveballs. Sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're not so cool. I'm not putting any trust in Nintendo, and I just know they will do whatever the hell they want. It's the same thing with Game Freak we were just talking about, and I know my man Sakurai, he can do whatever the hell he wants, and that can end up good. He can fucking put Cloud Strife in the game. You know, that was a big door opener right there. He put Bayonetta in when people were like, there's no way they would put Bayonetta in Smash. She's too wild and out. They put Snake. This man has a rocket launcher and he is shooting Mario in this game. So he can do whatever the hell he wants in a positive way. He can also just fucking put Byleth in the game. You know, and then make fun of the fact he's a sword character and still have him be a sword character. So I know he just does whatever he wants. And I'm not going to try to predict shit. Don't care.
What I was going to say is actually, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I get emotional sometimes.
I got distracted.
There's literally like only two games I care about. So like, it's hard for me to not get fired up when we talk about it. Like Pokemon and Smash. Pretty much that's it. And not even like, oh, these are my favorite games. It's like, these are the only games I really play. So it's like, it's hard for me to have an opinion about like anything else. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get it.
Like, I don't even... Borderlands is pretty much the only other game that I, like, stan, and Borderlands 3, everybody's mad at it right now, and I never even finished it, and I feel bad about
neither
that.
Yeah, neither did
I. I need to, but... anyways.
I'm all back.
Hey, we have other topics. Let's get to those, why don't we?
This has been a very fun stream or podcast so far.
I think what we need to do is give Isaiah and Jake the axe because me and Sam have some good conversation. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No. I've at least been trying to throw topics in, but I mean, I also understand why they haven't because they haven't been on.
Oh yeah, they haven't. Isaiah's been like dying this week from sickness. Like he straight up didn't go to work yesterday, and he said like their whole house is getting sick, and they ran out of Dayquil and like all this shit. And I was like, oh shit. Jake just moved and didn't have his like any of his things until yesterday. So
yeah, I know. So, Jacob like, is yeah. the one, and then Isaiah, I didn't really know that he was too sick, but
yeah, not so. Sure. I guess we probably should give more status updates on them since they were like a big part of the podcast. Yeah, neither of them quit. They didn't die. They don't hate us. I don't know whatever people would assume. They're busy and they both are talking up that they're making their big return. Hopefully next week, both of them actually. And they're also working on their personal stuff. So that'll be cool. Next topic. This is kind of a random one. While we're on the topic of Smash, this is a different section of Smash that we haven't talked about in the podcast. Genesis is this weekend, the first big...
Genesis, what is it, 8?
Seven?
Seven, I
think it's 7. Honestly, yeah, it's so wild that there's so many Genesis because it was a huge deal when Genesis 3 was when it was returning. And because Genesis 2 was like... a decade ago, and then Genesis 3, they're like, hell yeah, it's coming back. Now we're on like fucking 7 or 8 of them, which is crazy. Yeah, this is a random spot. Who do you got for Smash Ultimate? Is it
Smash Ultimate?
And why is it MKLeo?
Okay. Why is it? I actually.
MKLeo is the safe bet. We haven't seen him in action in a hot minute, though, so who knows?
Let me look up.
Because it's like everybody's going. Everyone is here.
Yeah, teaching. I'm looking up. What? Oh, that's a Bible verse.
when you look up Genesis, it actually shows fucking Genesis. Wow.
Okay, who'd have thought? So we're going to go to... I'm basically going to go to like the top 32 predicted.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna look at that. Ultimate singles.
Right there. Let's take our I love this player mentality out of it, just like we did for... Smash characters. Who do you think is winning? Who, if you were betting, man?
I think Tweak or MKLeo.
You think Tweak? Tweak has been on some bullshit.
After watching Tweak at Glitch 7,
He almost lost to Dark Wizzy, Glitch. Bro.
No, time out. But like Dark Wizzy, this is what I was also gonna say. I think he's gonna top 8 at Genesis.
I hope he does. Dark Wizzy been going off.
Dark Wizzy is an animal.
I would love to see. Tweak or Nairo.
If Tweak is able to play at his top thing, he's winning hands free. I love this. MKLeo is obviously going to be your safe bet. I think he's going to win. It's like there's the 75% chance Leo's going to win, like 20% chance Tweak is going to win. Then
whoever
5% everybody else, in my opinion, maybe like 3% Nairo wins, and then everybody else.
My man Sam Sora.
I don't think Sam Sora is going
to
do good.
My man Sam Sora, he did just enough to get that second ranking on the PGR, and he has been clowning around ever since.
I think that he's probably going to get 4th at most. I don't think he's going to be in the top 3 of Genesis.
He's still top 8 material. I feel like Nairo still needs a good rushdown character like he had in Smash 4 to play 100%. Honestly, it was one of those interesting things because at the beginning of Ultimate, like when everybody was trying their new characters, or like trying to find new characters, there are still quite a few people that are playing new characters, but it seems like most people are returning to who they play in Smash 4, except like for the exception like MKLeo and then. Like Tweak in Smash 4, he played like a bunch of characters, so now he's doing the same thing again. And like Nairo's that weird one where he's playing ZSS, but I think most people would agree he's not even the best ZSS because Mars kind of has that title because he actually plays
Mars is ZSS a lot more. The best ZSS. Nairo's best Palu.
Yeah, Nairo's definitely best Palu, but it's just like a weird character for him, and he's like one of the outliers. Like even some people are returning to their characters even if they're not that great. Like I'm pretty sure Rosalina isn't.
I think Rosalina is going to be the character that has
a bajillion of niche tech that once you once you're the buzz and you've just mastered it all, you're just gonna be like,
I think Rosalina's still probably decent in this game, but it feels like she was better in Smash 4, at least at this point in the meta, what we know about her. So it's like people are even, and like ZSS is very obviously not as great as she was in Smash 4. Still a decent character, I think.
Oh, I think she's godlike, dude.
I still think she's good, but she's not like an astounding, like, bro, this is top. Yeah, Cosmos just went Corrin too. That's another example. Like, people are sticking with their Smash 4 character regardless of how good they are.
I think, okay, first off, I've said this like twice now, but Solar, hello. We've been talking a lot. Second of all, Corrin, I think it was 100% a matchup inexperience thing. I don't think Corrin is good,
but that's just, it just kind of proves the point. Like, people are kind of just playing their character, and it's like, you can't blame them, because I mean, obviously Smash 4 Ultimate, yes, they have very large differences, but it goes back to the joke where it's a port. Like, they're still very similar, and the most every character still has like the exact same moves for the most part. So it's like, it's hard to toss away all that knowledge you learned from the 5 years of playing Smash 4, or, you know, longer if you played since Brawl. It's hard to throw that all in the trash and be like, I want a new character in Ultimate. Like, all this stuff is still in your mind, even if it's not all 100% the same. So, Nairo is a weird one, because he had some weird counterpick characters, but he definitely was known for the ZSS, and we just haven't really seen that much in Ultimate. So, we'll have to see what he does. I think he could definitely go off.
Yeah, we've seen I think Nairo will do, let me think about what my top 8 would be. Tweak, Leo, Wizzy, Samsora, so that's 5. DeBuzz, Nairo, so I need one more. Who else is gonna be there? Because I think
there's no Japanese players, like zero.
Gluttony is gonna be there. Maybe, yeah, Gluttony would be my last one. I don't think Meister will make top 8.
I think people are figuring out Game & Watch, or at least people ain't hyping him up as much.
I don't think that. Let me see what Meister's bracket is. Let me see who has to play to get into. Because they have him entering top 8 at losers.
Honestly, for Genesis, I think I'm a little more excited for Melee for once. But what'd you find?
So for Meister to get to where he is, he's got to go through Best Ness, he has to go through Dark Wizzy, he has to go through Mars to get in winner side top 8.
That's kind of tough.
And then in losers, he has to beat Light, projected.
He could definitely do those, but those sound pretty tough.
I think Light is also a very strong contender for top 8.
Sam.
He's all I gotta say. Esam, I don't think Esam will. I'll be very surprised if Esam makes top 8.
Esam kind of goes off.
I think Esam has very high peaks, but it's very hard for him to maintain those peaks through tournament. Because, like, you've seen him go head to head with some of the, like, literally.
He straight up won the last, like, two glitches ago. That was almost an S tier until they, like, last minute, they're like, nope, never mind.
Yeah, pretty much. But, like, it's just so, it seems that it's so hard for him to maintain that high level of play against
everybody.
Playing as Pikachu. Because there are so many characters. Because I do think Pikachu's busted, but I also am very of the opinion that Pikachu is insanely hard to play.
Oh, for sure. Esam, I've also been playing Pikachu for like 2 decades, though.
Yeah.
Sam, who do you think the best character is in Smash Ultimate? See, he had to think about it. Pikachu. I don't care what his answer is. I still like that. We're a year and like a month after Ultimate has come out, there's no confirmed, like, hardcore, yes, this is the best character.
Definitely Pikachu, though.
You think Pikachu?
I think Pikachu, 100%.
Overall, and I hear Joker. I'm sure that's just MKLeo. I mean, Joker's definitely a good character. I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't say he was a bad character. But I just like that there's definitely, like, it's still in question. I remember at the beginning of the game, people were like, Inkling. People were saying Peach. People were saying Fox. Like, and, you know, there hasn't been that many major patches to a lot of the top tiers. Rest in peace, Pichu. That's pretty much the only character that's been, like, mega nerfed. So.
Yeah, I am 100% of the Pikachu is best character.
I feel that. Rest in peace, my man Pichu.
Because there's
just to be playing Pichu.
That character is so insane. And while I do think, yes, he's hard at a top level, I think that overall, though, like, you can do a lot of work with Pikachu very fast.
Yeah, he does damage, got a good recovery, kind of small, so he's kind of hard to hit. Very, pretty light, though.
Nimble. He's nimble.
Nimble. Pretty quick, pretty fast. okay.
Zooms around.
It's
tied between
Pika,
Joker, and PT. You think PT's the best character in the game?
Pokemon trainer.
That's a very interesting opinion. Not like that made me sound like it was saying as bad.
No, interesting. Bad.
But no, it's just you don't see too many people with the
Pokemon trainer.
Okay.
I think Pokemon trainer, it's, I don't know, it's like a weird situation. It's like the same thing. I hate when people be like, dude, Shulk is top 5 if you play him correctly, or he has potential to be top 5. I'm like, show me a top 5 Shulk player.
That's my opinion with Pikachu right there.
Oh, well. Well, like, bro, it was like, oh, he has so many complicated techniques, and if you master them all, he's probably, like, top 3 character. I'm like, okay, but, like, show me the practicality. Like, if this shit is so crazy that we're not seeing it right now, then I don't give a fuck. I think Pokemon Trainer probably is not at the same level, but it's like, if you play Pokemon Trainer to the absolute, like, optimal potential, I think Pokemon Trainer is very good. They're still a very great character. But it's like learning all 3 of them, learning matchups for all 3 of them, knowing when to switch, doing all of the techniques to switch in between, and like the multi Pokemon combos where you're switching in the middle, like all this kind of shit, learning the bread and butters for all 3 of them. Like, there's just so much shit that goes into it that makes it hard for me to be like, that's the best character in the game.
Okay. Mewtwo King's opinions are not very good.
I don't trust Mewtwo King's opinion. They could be 100% right. I will just not listen to them, unfortunately.
Mewtwo King. And
he said Cloud was like top 20 Smash 4.
Leo said this too. They both thought Cloud sucked. They thought he was mid tier in Smash 4.
Yeah. And no, it was Salem, I remember, in Mewtwo King. They were like, bro, Cloud's like top 30.
I'm almost 100% sure that they said that Leo also felt that way.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. I do remember that they used that as their like justification. They're like, dude, Leo thinks so too.
But, no.
No. No.
The thing is I used to be such a big Mewtwo King fan, but like, just over these last 2 years, like my opinion of him, not as a person, just as a Smash figure, has just deteriorated over time. And like, I get that he plays with Leo all the time, and Salem, and Dark Wizzy, and Scat, but like. Like, there's just some opinions that I just don't understand how he views that. And, like,
I would trust him more if he went to Ultimate tournaments and placed better.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compare Mewtwo King to me. That's not what this is. But if I sit here and I go, bro, y'all don't even know. Ganon, top 10. No cap. Always factual. Like, who's going to fucking trust me?
Well, I would say not win more, but just say go to tournaments, because you don't have to win to like have an understanding.
Well, like place like, well and go to tournaments.
Snake is fucking sick. Joker's amazing. Pikachu's amazing. Peach is still broken, not in a bad way, but just really good, and stuff like that. And I can tell you that without having to. I've only won a handful of tournaments.
Well, like he doesn't even have to win. It's just like, I mean, I could go to every major this year, go 0-2, and nobody would listen to my opinions. Like, I just think placing decent and going to tournaments makes me go like...
Yeah, placing decent definitely helps.
Not to say, Mewtwo King, probably the best Smasher of all time. I think people were trying to throw Wizrobe up there. I think you got to give it to M2K. So obviously, I will at least listen to his opinions. I'm not going to say don't outright listen to him because he doesn't go to a lot of Ultimate tournaments. It's just... He's not one of the top names in this game, so he's not one of the top people I would listen to when it comes to this game. That's all. That's what I got.
And then it's also for the fact that, like, yeah, he does play against all those really good players, but he doesn't, like, I mean, albeit I don't know what majors he goes to. I don't know what he does in his own time, but all he plays is against is Leo, Salem, Wizzy, Scat. That's a very small character pool.
Yeah. For sure,
And also, in my opinion, Mewtwo King has been very very obviously biased on a lot of stuff. Because basically, here's what happens if you watch Mewtwo King's best character videos. Let's say you get to a very niche character that you know, you don't see a whole lot of. He will instantly either throw Salem or MKLeo as the best character, the best person of that. And, you know, maybe it will be bifactual. Yes, he is. They are, because they are the better fundamentals, blah, 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 blah. But, like, I don't know. That's just always irked me that he, like, it's especially in this game with Salem.
I liked watching Heroes.
Basically, if MKLeo plays, or if M2K plays anybody, any one of Salem's characters, Salem instantly becomes like a top five player of that character.
It's like, it was like, I like watching Zero's like Smash 4, who's the best player of each character, because he would straight up, he would be like, in practice, I'm pretty sure it's this guy, but like, if you look at tournaments and stuff, it's definitely like this guy. Like, there was even shit like Captain Falcon, Smash 4, he was like, I almost put myself down, but I'm pretty sure it's Fatality. Like, shit like that. And I was like, okay, I can understand that. But it's like, if you put like one dude as the best character of like, or like best player of like five different characters, I think that's a little, that should be a sign.
Yeah, that you're dude. Also is known for having wild opinions.
Well, I think also Zero, the point of Zero's video was to like shout out like these different people that you might not know of, and then like also like direct to them.
Chat a little bit ago that Zero thought Ryu was the best.
That was different. He brought that up a couple times where he was like, people made me said I took a huge L for this. He said, he was like, Ryu has potential to be the best character in the game. I watched that video too. That was like his Smash 4. That was early Ryu, like just came out, and he like prefaced it a million times.
I also want to say real quick is that when I say that M2K like says that all the time about like Salem, I'm not trying to say like, oh, Salem's not the best at this character. I'm just saying that it feels like M2K doesn't want to put in the extra thought and trying to like see if someone is literally the best with his character, because in my opinion, the best of being the best with your character is not only having high results but mastering like all the tools of said character. So like, I don't want to say that like Salem is probably godlike with the entire cast.
Sam, you remember that one time I played Cloud against you at the PNTV tournament? Bro, I'm the best Cloud in PNTV, no cap.
But like, I don't want to make it feel like I'm trying to say, oh, Salem's not the best character with this. It's just that I feel like M2K gets very biased in his like his videos like that.
Small ass circle. Yeah.
It's just the moment that he doesn't like, if someone doesn't, if let's say there's a character like Bowser Jr., even though there's a Bowser Jr. with high tier results. Let's say Bowser Jr. didn't have that guy, and a lot of the Bowser Jr.'s had very mid-tier results, not a whole lot of top eights, virtually very average results at majors. Like, Mewtwo King will basically denote it to like Tweak. He'll just put it on Tweak and be like, Tweak is the best Bowser Jr. You might have seen him play him once, but like that, I feel like that's not a good representation of what the best character would be. Like, yes, Tweak is godlike and he played him once or something.
I feel that.
But that's not him being the best with his character. That's him pulling him out randomly once and doing okay.
Sam, I sent you a friend request in game. Did you?
I'll check after this. I'm currently in a fight.
Oh, okay.
But can I check in the middle of this? But yeah, I get a little heated on this just because it's just, I don't know. It's very unfair to the players who are. Yeah, it's very unfair to the people who are trying their heart out with their character, and they're like, "Wow, I just get shafted because
fuck you."
X player pulled him out once.
Okay, I think we should save the other stuff we have for the next podcast because we are.
Okay.
We're at a decent this is like normal podcast time.
Oh, there it is. I accepted your friend request.
Sick nasty. And we still have a decent amount of points. So I think it'd be good to wrap it up there. That was actually pretty good. We got heated.
That was a very, yeah.
We got some discussions. People in the chat was talking. Shout out Bossum.
Shout out Chump.
Shout out Chump.
Shout out Solar.
Hell yeah.
Chump being the weirdo.
So that is going to wrap it up for PNTV Podcast Episode 5. I hope you guys are... enjoying everything we got going on so far, make sure you follow Sam and I, social media, Z3Raf and Purple Thunder NE. You can find us most places. Sam is getting into his YouTube game on Wednesdays. I am getting into my YouTube game fucking every day I can. This is like my third day in a row streaming, and I hope to stream tomorrow. So I've been playing Temtem.
Hell yeah, dude.
Sam's been playing Slay the Spire, Smash, his normal shit. Make sure to follow
also
us.
Also now Temtem.
Yeah, Temtem, The Wave. Make sure to follow the PNTV podcast, YouTube. We stream it here on Twitch on our channels. Go on Spotify. You can find us, Anchor, all the different places. And if you find any of them, it'll link up to everything else. Next week when Jake and Isaiah are on, hopefully they will be able to plug their shit and you'll find them there. But we don't worry about them because they're not on right now.
We won't say it until it's there.
Yeah, they need to actually get their shit done first.
they don't get free public.
Otherwise,
publicism.
Yeah, publicity.
Publicity.
Yeah,
words.
Fuck them.
English hard.
All right, we're gonna get the fuck out of here. See you, boys.